Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up, all.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. It is Mindful Monday, and you're waking up with Linda Mac Shannon. Tiffany with an I is going to join us. I see it, I change it, I correct it, and I complete it, and give us a bit of information. We're going to be short and sweet today. But before we get started, you know, I'd just like to say communities are suffering a lot of violence out there. We're going to talk about that in Monterey Park, too. You know, we have to be mindful. We're all traumatized here in one way or the other. But I'm going to leave this number for you, the mental health lines, 24 hours. And if you're having a problem or know someone that's going through it, dial 1-800-854-7771. They speak in all languages out there. So we need to reach out, pay attention, and be aware. And today our topic is appreciation and awareness. And I want to share this with you. You know, Rosa Parks wrote in her book, Quiet Strength, I find that if I'm thinking too much of my own problems and the fact that all times things are not just like I want them to be, I do not make any progress at all. But if I look around and see what I can do and then do it, I move on. So to my youth, and indeed life itself flashes by in the blink of an eye. That is why it is important for you young people to ask what you can do for those who are suffering, what you can do to resolve the contradictions that plague society, and boldly take on these great challenges. You know, we want you to step into your human greatness and take others to their greatness. That's what it's really all about. We're going to get started here. Just take a listen to this song. Just give it some thought. Be mindful of it. Think about it. Welcome in to Mindful Monday.
Young man on his way home from the market, just enjoying a beautiful afternoon. gets kind of dark. Sun just set. There's these other young men standing on the corner. Nothing to do. Just hanging around. They're passing out the weapons to each other. Brass knuckles. Pipes. Chains. Half of bricks. Broken bottles. Switchblades. Young man lands in jail for some crime he did not commit. 352 years hard labor in Angola prison. 352 years hard labor. Sleepless nights between sugar cane and cotton. That's where he learns the ropes and pays with his soul for some crime he did not commit. We think we're safe at home with our bumper stickers saying, just say no. We give up a few freedoms here and there in the name of a squeaky clean America. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Screaming for blood and justice. Now they've got us hypnotized and hysterical. Screaming for blood and justice. They show us the faces of hatred over and over. A new one every week. Could be Manuel Noriega, could be the Ayatollah, any old scapegoat will do. The young man would be our sacrificial lamb. Pro-choice, no choice. We're sending our sons and daughters to this slaughter. Pro-choice, no choice. Slogans mean nothing to a young man facing 352 years hard labor in Angola for a crime he did not commit. It's freedom of speech, as long as you don't say too much. You can't stop running water. You can't kill the fire that burns inside. Don't deny our flesh and blood. And don't forsake our sons and daughters. Yeah, you can't stop running water. You can't kill the fire that burns inside. Don't deny our flesh and blood. Don't forsake our sons and daughters. It's freedom of speech, as long as you don't say too much. I think we all running, thinking that we can hide. I think we're running, trying to get away. But sooner or later we're gonna realize we're gonna meet up with the truth face to face.
That's right. You can't stop running water. So for our youth out here, you know, we're speaking of appreciation and awareness. And that's a topic that we're going to talk briefly on because we're short and sweet. But we have Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I change it. I strategize on it. And I complete it on with us. And Tiffany with an eye, welcome in on this Mindful Monday. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you. I'm doing well. And yourself?
Okay, you know how it goes. It's the beginning of the week. Everything goes out there. We just keep ourselves balanced up so we can deal with whatever. Before I get going with here, I have I like to put reminders out there to remind people, you know, it is our hearts that change others' hearts. Friendship changes people. Travelers who pull their capes over their shoulders and brace themselves determinedly against the cold wind naturally relax and change their outlook and actions when warmed by the sun. So you know what we work on over here, being those bright sun rays no matter what. So I'm over here working and turning up my beams to make sure, okay, that those of us who are going against that cold can relax down so we can do what we have to do. That's what I'm about this week. So I want you to tell us, how can we stay there and what's moving up around us with all of this energy? Give us some planetarian facts here briefly before we get going, Tiffany with an eye.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have to forgive me on this one because I don't have a lot of the facts right now. I know we just had a new moon. That's in Aquarius that we just celebrated. And a lot's been going on. I remember talking about coming into 2023 and our having to look at our family issues. Like now they're under the microscope. So okay. I know I've heard a lot of things go on with relationships this past week with friends and family. And the dynamic is that you have to deal with it because, again, Pluto is in Capricorn and will stay there until May of 2023. Mm-hmm. So whatever family issues you have not settled, you need to settle them so that you can set the structure going in moving forward. So you don't want, when you go into something, a new beginning, you don't want to leave remnants of the old. You want to make sure that you take care of it and come into the new. So whatever that is, whatever you have to do, I know there's just so much going on in everybody's lives, and especially, like I said, the family dynamic. I mean, people are right, you know, venting their feelings, not only in their family relations and connections, but their friends and who they want to be with. And, you know, as we have discussed before, we're like 2023 is all about me, or should be about me, whatever we say, but it includes me. And yes, it is that. That is what we are dealing with right now, because I know you and I have talked about it, and I've had other conversations with people who were just like at that point where it's about me, taking care of me, what is best for me. Now, if somebody aligns with what they're doing, is fine. But if not, then they can take a different direction, because if it's not beneficial mutually, then, you know, people are like, okay, this is not working. Whereas in the past, you would try to, you know, placate the situation by staying in it and saying, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll give it a second chance. That's not happening this year. And it didn't happen so much last year, but definitely this year, if, you know, whoever's not supposed to be with you, people are like, you know what? It's like waking up one day and just saying, you know what? This doesn't work for me. You know, right. It's like it's kind of like a sudden change. It's like people are suddenly awakening to the fact that whatever they've been in for however long they've been in it, in a situation or relationship, it is not worth it or worth it when it comes to them and their values and what aligns and what doesn't. So there's a lot of that going on out there. I mean, I had a couple of friends, I think their boyfriends almost were on the, you know, brink of not having a girlfriend, you know what I mean? Because it was just right. Like, I don't, you know, they're like, this is my direction, this is my focus. If they're in alignment with that, then we can proceed. If not, then I'm, you know, I can go elsewhere and I can do the things that I need to do for myself. So I think that's the message of 2023, and that there's a lot of that going on.
Well, it's all the more that you don't put that word there, me. I'm so glad that you brought it up. But I often ponder and I think about it, and that's why this topic was selected, you know, appreciation and awareness. So like you say, they wake up one morning and say, oh, this is not working. Okay, that's that awareness there. But why is that happening? Is it because of lack of appreciation? Because, see, when you're an individual that appreciates yourself,
mm-hmm.
you understand and appreciate others. But because you understand the appreciation that you have for yourself, you also recognize when others aren't giving you that appreciation. And as we say in the South, iron wears out, okay? So I understand that not a lot of people are not having it. They're not having it because they are coming into their self-awareness of what works better for them, you know. And you're right, you know, we turn the other cheek and we put up with, and I don't do it, but there's people that try to change others, you know. Oh, I can change them. No, you can't change them. You know, as I gave earlier, it's our hearts that change others' hearts, okay? And it all starts from within. It comes in out, okay? And when you wake up and say, this is not happening, this is not working, nothing and no one can stop you from making that change, because that change is coming from your heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad that you stated that, you know, you have to understand your worth. You have to understand, you know, the value that you bring into yourself. Now, what value are others bringing to you? And it's not a selfish thing. It's a me and 23 thing, okay? Because it is 2023. So that's why we're working on our youth here. You know, we're making preparations because our babies are hurting out here. We're hurting. Okay? So we're getting, you know, setting up, getting these programs ready. And listen out there, listeners. You're going to be hearing a lot about that because we're getting ready to make steam. And we're going to need all of your assistance. We're going to need all of your support out here because our babies need it. The mental situations, people are mental, okay? Some people forgot to take their blue pill, but some people need to take the whole bottle of pills, okay? It's not too nice out there, you know, the things that are happening. But no matter what, you know, it is important, as my mentor say, it is important that we live cheerfully with a strong spirit of optimism. We need to be able to continually direct our minds in a bright, positive, and beneficial direction and help those around us to do the same. We should strive to develop a state of life where we feel a sense of joy no matter what. Some people don't even know what joy looks like, okay? They really don't. And a lot of individuals who worry about the loss. Yes, there's been a lot of loss. There's going to be more loss. But don't worry about what you lost. Be appreciative of what you have, okay? Because we're still here. You know, we're still here. And I played the song of sons and daughters, our youth, you know. Train those babies so that they don't get out there and get in that trouble. And learn how to say no. There's nothing wrong with saying no. If you're a head bobber, you know, start making it go from side to side and sit back and think about me in 2023, because it's time for us to just take a deep look. I'm not a therapist, okay, but I can only speak about the importance of being aware of yourself and what you need, and continue to have appreciation for yourself out there. Appreciation is the key. It is the key to everything. But it starts with you first. If you appreciate you, then you will recognize when others are not doing it, okay? And that's my motto for the week. So I'm just, you know, so glad that we're on here. We're short and sweet today. We have some things to do within the community before the week is out. Watch out for the postings out there. Tiffany, with an eye, I'd like to say to you that new moon in Aquarius and family issues and the family dynamics and with that Pluto in Capricorn, we have to really sit still, as you shared, and focus in and make the necessary changes that we have to make Wouldn't you say so?
I would say so. And I will add that sometimes relationships that you get into, you wonder why you get into them, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, that was the worst relationship ever. But you should appreciate all relationships. You should appreciate all people that come into your life because they're there to teach you lessons. And if you appreciate those lessons, because that's, you know, it contributes to who you are. It contributes to what you have gone through, character. So as we talk about appreciation, appreciate those people who have come in and taught you some lessons and you learned and you don't repeat them.
That's right. You're absolutely right, B. I agree with you on that. Yeah, lessons learned, you know. Some of us get them for free and some of us have to pay a hefty price for them. But one thing about it, you were taught something. And as you say, either to continue or never do it again. Okay, put on those roller skates, turn up that key, and run. Run, run, run. But it's all teachings. And like I tell people all the time, we can learn from a baby. Okay, we can learn from everybody. But what you want to do is to be able to discern and take those lessons, use them for your change, and show others how to do the same thing. That's the beauty of it. That's when that sun ray is shining out there. And in order to keep that bright sun bright for when you light a candle for another, you open up the path for yourself, but you also have to turn on those headlights, okay, because you have to keep your focus on high beams, believe me. So, you know, we have the bright light over here no matter what. You know, we get a little tax every now and then, but guess what? It's just like going to the gym. We call it the gym of life. The more you pump that iron, the stronger those muscles get, don't they? So keep pumping that iron. Keep rolling up your sleeves. Keep shining out there, beaming like the sun no matter what. And do not allow anyone or anything to bend your sun rays. Now, that is what we want you to be aware of and to be mindful of. Start with yourself first. Okay, we're not therapists over here. We just living, okay? But we are very, very appreciative of life. We're appreciative of you. And we're appreciative of everything that happens and all the lessons that we learn. So don't hold no grudges. That's a waste of time. Just thank anybody that does anything to you, whether good or bad. Thank them. Okay, because it's a lesson that you have to learn. Thank them. Thank them for showing you the way, as they say. And those who want to discard you or ignore whatever, I think it was it TJ? Was it, what's his name?
TDJ.
Yes, TDJ. He says, send them a sympathy card. Tell them, oops, sorry for your loss. Because you lost me, you lost out. Because you'll never find another me to come up around you and share with you and do whatever you want to do. Send them a sympathy card. So that's going to be our new motto. We're going to print up some cards out there. Sorry for your loss, okay? Much success to you. I heard that and I fell out. I said, now he is my type of guy, okay? My type of guy. So on that note, we're going to switch it over. Did you hear about Beyonce in Dubai? Woo! I have to go to Dubai. So anybody out there who want to take waking up and under my chance to a trip to Dubai, just call me. I got my bags packed already. Okay, yeah, she's over there in Dubai. And looking at what I saw, it's a beautiful event, okay? Beautiful. So that's on a high note, I think so.
Yes, Dubai is a beautiful place. A lot of business is done out there. People learn a lot about business through their schooling and just what they have, their programs,
right,
and for schooling again. But it's just a beautiful place because the way you're treated, they treat you very nicely.
Okay.
So you're treated like royalty almost. They've got the formula on how to treat people.
Okay.
So
okay.
The hospitality is great. You know, you're not going to find people out of order there, if you will. you know, okay. They're very hospitable. They're going to take care of you and make sure you have what you need, if not more. So that's what I can say about Dubai. And yes, I think it is a place to visit, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, we'll just add that on the calendar, okay? But we don't have a time frame of getting there, but if someone's going soon, we're ready, okay? We'll be glad to join you to go over and get treated in the manner that we're supposed to be treated in, okay? When you come from royalty, you recognize royalty and you should be treated as royalty. Wouldn't you say, Tiffany, with the knife?
I agree with that.
So we're not going to keep it too long because we have some things to do. Stephanie, last week we had technical problems. You know, we're dealing with this technology. Anything can fly. She'll be on with us with that chakra number 3 tomorrow. And I think chakra number 3 is that throat chakra. That's about communication. Don't quote me. I got to go back and do my homework. But 1, 2, 3, 1 is the root, solar plex. Yeah, going up next, it would be the throat chakra. And that chakra is about communication. So tune in. Get your pencils and pads ready because you know she got some education for you and some exercises for you to participate in. And she leaves you with great thoughts. So on that note, I'm going to take us on out of here with just some easy listening or some fun music because it is Mindful Monday. It is the beginning of the week. And we'd like to tell you to give us 1 word, 2 words, 3 words of what we need to do for the rest of the week till we come back on Finding Out Friday, Tiffany with an I.
Well, I'll just take it back to appreciation and appreciate your life, appreciate people that are in your life. And appreciation opens up doors. It opens up, when you appreciate something, you are so happy, right? I'm so appreciative, and it raises your vibration. So if you can stay appreciative and grateful, that is going to do wonders for you and what, you know, the things that you need and what God, universe is going to bring to you. So
I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement. So what we going to say, taking from that you just gave us, what we going to say is vibrate and rise to your highest and your best you. And on that note, Tiffany, with the night, we're going to say good night. It's Mindful Monday. And keep in mind, we are sponsored by CUC, Communication, Unification, and Collaboration. Look out for those words because we're getting ready to get busy here. And we're starting. We're all about our youth. We're all about the community, but our babies come first. And I'm calling out again, be ready to support and be ready to assist and be ready to join us so that we can make this great change. Okay, Tiffany, we love you. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great evening, and you are this.
Thanks.
You come to me.
appreciate. Appreciate yourself. Appreciate life. Appreciate others. And rise and vibrate to your highest out there. You're waking up with Linda McCann.
Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for the truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Thought of the hard way, one can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. Beat a system, make a deal and have no debt to pay. Take it all. I take it all, I'd run away. Leave myself first, last, and first rate. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Here I am, I'm waiting for a better day. Second chance, a little luck to come my way. Hope to dream, I hope that I can sleep again. Awake in a world with a clear conscience and clean hands. All that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. All that you have is your soul. Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Say she wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. All that you have that you have. All that you have. Is yourself.
That's right. 2023 is your sea of fortune, growth, understanding, your you-ness. Again, 2023 is your sea of fortune, growth, and understanding your you-ness. Okay? It's all about you in 2023. Be aware. Stay aware. Understand appreciation and start appreciating yourself, number one first, and everything else will follow. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday.
and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.